I'd like to remind you that this practice does not exist inherently, and it depends upon us developing four powers. We have to establish within our mind, when we're reciting these prayers, we have to establish four powers. Why? Because each and every potentiality, negative potentiality that we created, possesses the potential to produce four great effects. And we need to purify each one of them. This is tantric technology. This is what it means to be technical. So if we take the example of killing, if we have engaged in killing, then once we have completed that action, we have killed the being that we intended to kill, then there is this collection of four potentials gathered into one within our mental continuum. And the worst of the worst is the tendency similar to the cause. The worst effect that will ripen in our future lives will be that even in a life like this one, a human life with all good conditions, we will have the tendency to want to kill. Geshe-la often uses the example of the British royal family, who are very powerful and rich, and they have everything they could possibly wish for. But nevertheless, they enjoy shooting birds and hunting and killing and so forth. They enjoy. So this is the worst effect of the four. Why? Because this tendency, similar to the cause, creates the cause for further negativities in the future. So let's say the person has been reborn as one of the royal family and they enjoy killing, and then they take another rebirth. Still, we have three effects to come from the original action of killing. And one of them can be, let's say, the fully ripened effect. This time, this means taking rebirth in one of the three lower realms, as an animal, a hungry spirit, or a hell being. This is a fully ripened effect of this action. And the third third result, which comes in another life again, is that the person will experience something similar to the cause, which means they're born as a human being, but their life is cut short. They have a short life, because this is the experience similar to killing someone who cut their life short. So once again, that person is reborn as another human being, somehow, incredibly, due to other karma. And then in this life, the fourth of the four effects of killing ripens as a bad environment, a terrible environment. Born in a place, by maybe a desert with no food, no water. Or if they're born in a modern city, everything is dirty, there's lots of disease, problems, and so forth. The environment is extremely harsh and unpleasant. Contemplating these four great effects and understanding their power to give us suffering in four separate lives helps us to develop a powerful sense of regret. In other words, a power that wants to purify straight away, Sometimes people ask me, what about all the actions I've done in my previous lives that I don't remember? My reply is something like this. If someone tells you you have swallowed a poison, do you hang around waiting to find out exactly what type of poison it is? Or do you immediately rush to the doctors and say, get this poison out of my system? It's the doctor's job, isn't it, to find out what it is and purify it. We just want to get it purified. We just want to get it out of our system. So we don't need to make the purification of our countless previous negativities a complicated job, thinking, well, I've got to remember it. No, we don't have to remember it. It's impossible. As I said, yes, you can go to a regression therapist and they will regress you endlessly, and you will remember all these horrific things. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. What we need is a solution. So knowing that we have this poison within us, we immediately develop the wish, I must purify, the determination to purify. And this, as I said, the power of regret is like, it's like admitting to ourselves, it's acknowledging that we've done this negativity, and in our mind it opens us up, it opens our mind up to acknowledging we have done negativity, and it allows the other powers, reliance, the opponent force and the promise to function. It allows them to actually work. Without regret, it's probably impossible for them to work.